Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. Happy to have you with us. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, and the one and only Jason Duda in studio today. Here we are, Friday, July 19th. Before long, we'll be making our Thursday picks. We'll be headed out to Side Pockets for our annual fantasy draft. It's here before you know it.
It's on its way. What is it, 2 weeks before training or preseason
next
game start?
Friday. Well, next Friday, the Chiefs, they're already in camp, right?
Yeah.
Next Friday, who starts camp next Friday?
Dude, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
What do you know?
Not when teams start training camp.
Well, you always yell at me if you ask me something and I say, I don't know.
Exactly.
Why don't you know? You should know these things.
They all start reporting. Looks like the earliest report is the Broncos have reported their rookies already a couple days ago. And
now here's another one. My wife texts me. She thinks the World Series of Faceoff ad that we're running on KFH has the wrong dates. I'll tell you.
24th, 25th?
A man my age can only stand so much.
Well, what are the dates?
It's next Wednesday, the 24th, and Thursday, the 25th. Isn't that what it says on our ad?
I thought that's what I heard, but I'll take Debbie's word for
it
over what I think.
It's not Thursday and Friday. It's Wednesday.
Right, it's Wednesday and Thursday, not Thursday and Friday.
So we should be good.
Do I need this from my own wife?
She's just trying to help you out. Now you're stepping over a line here now all of a sudden. You got to calm down.
Do I drop Twitter and texting? And just go into a hole somewhere?
It's not a bad place. I'm there all the time. It's great.
Chad's next at 869-1240. Hi, Chad.
Hi. Yeah, sorry to rehash an old topic, but I always stream the show because I'm not in Wichita. To always get in.
Where are you?
So right now I'm actually driving from Tulsa, going to go through Wichita. I'm on my way back out to Denver for a wedding. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've got to drive through the night. But, yeah, well, a couple things. One is, you know, the social media thing, I think it all ties together. You get the extremes of people on both ends, especially with this Tyreek Hill thing. You're getting the people calling on extremes both ends, and there's, a silent majority of people.
Chad, I think we lost you.
Driving from Tulsa.
I was interested in hearing that.
I was too.
Try back, Chad.
Chad, if you can, give us a call back. I'd like to hear more.
Yes. Kansas City reports the 23rd, they're rookies, and then veteran reporting date next Friday. You happy?
There you go. I'm very unhealthily, is that a word, following Twitter right now.
Now you are.
So you're just addicted to it.
Not really not addicted to it, only when people are coming after me.
So addicted.
So why would you be more interested when they're coming after you? Why are you interested in hearing more that gets your blood going?
All right,
I need to understand that.
I'm clicking on the little bird.
You're going to log out for the day.
I'm clicking on settings.
You are what?
What?
What settings are you trying to?
Oh, baby. One more click and I'm gone.
No, you're not going to leave.
Do it.
There's
delete
account.
Delete it. Come on. Join the dark side, Robert.
Deactivate your account.
Do
one
it now.
One click.
Click it.
One click.
You know you won't do it.
He wants to, but he can't.
What would my legions of followers do without me?
They'd be lost. Lost in translation.
And so many of these people that attack me don't even follow me. Is that right?
Then why are you worried about them? They're just throwing something at you.
I don't know. You're taking this way too personal. I am taking it way too personal.
Way too personal.
Royals begin a series tonight in Cleveland.
They're still playing.
Tweet about that. Oh, how do you feel good about it?
I feel real good about it.
Is it a three-game series?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Royals win 2 out of 3.
That's your call?
That's my call right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Bet?
Yep.
No, I'm not going to.
You're not even going to take that?
No.
Come on, Jeff.
Because I'm already running away with our other Cleveland bet.
Yeah, you are.
Here's a good tweet from our friend Scott, who says, we need to relearn how to disagree without the hate, name-calling, and accusations. Personally, I blame Jay Lutz 82 and not Bob Lutz.
Do you like that one? You did like it. Well, you read
it. I'm getting a kick out of that.
I'm guessing you like that one.
I couldn't care less what our friend Scott says.
Who's
no friend of mine.
Wait a minute. Scott's been very complimentary of you in the past.
When?
I remember one time. Let's get back. Here's Chad again. Chad, hello.
Hey, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm on the road. So, the signal, I guess, dropped. I thought you guys cut me off.
No, we don't do those kinds of things. Unless we get tired of you.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that I think there's a silent majority of us that, for me personally, I think at the very least he's complicit in the situation. But there's two things at hand, and it's just a sticky, messy situation in that it's a slippery slope of making a decision when there's not proof, when I believe he definitely was involved, but yet we can't prove it. You know, and so I'm conflicted when I watch the games. Like, I want the Chiefs to win. I'm a Chiefs fan, but I get the personal side. And so I just wanted to say that there is a middle ground in there that a lot of Chiefs fans don't know what to do in this situation, you know. And I defend it a little bit in the fact of there's just not proof. Do I think he's innocent? Probably no, I really don't. But there's not the proof there. And so,
and I hear you. And those kinds of situations are maddening because you really don't know how to feel about it.
Right. And I want somebody to have a second or third chance, and hopefully he takes it and learns from it and gets counseling. The biggest thing is that kid. I want that kid to have the treatment the kid's going to need for the rest of their life to deal with the trauma they face, you know? So,
absolutely. Thank you. And too often, thank you, Chad.
Go ahead.
Too often the kid gets forgotten.
Well, he has in this whole thing. I mean, nobody really talks about the it's all about Tyreek or the girlfriend. And did he do it? What, the kid's the one paying the price for everything.
And we all want Tyreek Hill to learn from it, be a better person, of course, for the sake of his child, his children, anyone he comes into contact with, and not for the sake of the Chiefs or the NFL. Because I don't know if he deserves to play in the NFL. It's a privilege. So, yeah, there I am. There you go. What do you got?
What do you mean, what do I got?
Back in a minute. All right.
No, not back in a minute. And you're not as profound as you think you are.
No one said I was profound.
When you go from that kind of on and on to back in a minute, it's as if you think, well, I've said all that needs to be said.
Haven't I?
Again, I'm tired of the subject.
I don't even know if it's a good idea
to get Blair on at 5:25.
There's a thin line.
I'm probably going to be quiet.
Okay, do whatever you
Seriously.
Want.
Seriously.
I'm not done there's making
a thin
my
line.
Point.
There's a thin line
between wanting Tyreek Hill to be a better person and rooting for him in a sports sense, or
it's two different things. Chiefs fans want him there because they want to watch him because he's good. He's going to help the team.
And he
win.
Helps them win.
And that's why they want him, and they're happy with the situation. Now, I think that most fans that are calling in and saying, yeah, we're happy, you know, it's good that he's not, well, you're happy that you're going to get to watch him play and he's going to help your team win. But on the other side, I'm hoping that you're thinking to yourself, but if he did do some of this, and he probably did or had some part of an involvement in it, that you got to be a little disappointed in what you're actually saying.
Or more than a little disappointed. Or to the point where you say, you know what? I'm fed up. I'm not going to follow this team anymore. I mean, what's wrong with that taking stands like that? I personally believe that if a St. Louis Cardinal player was involved in something like this, and I want to believe this with every fiber of my being, that I would probably, and it would break my heart, by the way. So I understand how Chiefs fans can battle this. But I would think that I would say, enough's enough. I can't follow this team while this person is on this team. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying, but do you think you could actually do that? Being a Cardinal fan for 60 years.
Wouldn't it be not that difficult?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. And
Jeff,
and I'm in
my
a different...
love for the Cardinals goes deep.
I get
it's like a part of me. And it's the same way with Chiefs fans.
But you wouldn't put up with abuse from any other element in your life, so why let your Cardinals fandom
be
abused?
Okay, say a great friend of mine was involved in something like this. Would I just drop him?
I don't know.
I probably wouldn't.
It's a slippery slope, boys.
If a great friend of yours potentially harmed his child, you wouldn't...
I would not probably say you're no longer a friend of mine. I would probably work as hard as I could
My wish has always been, if I'm caught doing something horrible, like harming a child, beating a woman, something worse, which I won't be, God willing, don't be there for me.
So am I not supposed to be there for you if that happens?
I don't want you to.
Where do you want me?
I want you to denounce me.
Wash my hands.
Renounce, denounce. Well, yeah,
I'm thinking about doing that without any.
Like I don't want.
Stuff.
I wouldn't want like my wife there by my side.
Get to Tim. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, there's one thing that I wanted to talk about for a few weeks on this deal because I don't know all the facts of the case. So trying to decide if they should or shouldn't get rid of Murphy, should or should be suspended. I don't have enough facts to make that choice, but the one thing that bothers me about this thing was the Kansas City station that put out a partial part of that recording to basically construct a narrative that they wanted it to be rather than putting the whole thing out. It wasn't an opinion piece they were putting out. It was news, so they were supposed to supply all the facts, not the facts that they thought were most important.
What fact did they miss in that that compilation?
Oh, that's the part of the recording where they didn't put the part where Tyreek Hill basically said, "You've already done me wrong once when you accused me of beating you in college, and I had done nothing to you."
Did you believe that?
Did
you believe Tyreek Hill?
But
did you believe the part of the tape where he said, "You should be terrified of me"?
Oh hell yeah, I believe it. I think you should be terrified of any NFL player if you're a female. I do.
Because now,
I don't know if I'd go
that's
quite that
way.
Far.
That's a big overstatement as far as I can determine.
Well, here's what I'm saying is NFL football is one of the most aggressive, testosterone-driven sports ever invented. So anybody that plays it is going to be a type of personality that fits that mold. And you guys have seen what
There are plenty of people who can turn that part of their personality off when they're not at work, just like
Wait a minute. Hold on. Jeff, be quiet
for a
second.
Do that.
I want to ask Jason Duda, who played hockey for how many years?
14 professional.
Tim, would you agree that hockey is a testosterone-driven sport?
Yeah, I'd agree with that also.
Okay, Duda, your thoughts.
Well,
how many?
Here's the.
You don't like being put on the spot.
Well, I understand where you guys are going with this. I've always found with hockey, and it's not everybody because it's happened as well. Not as much as the NFL, but the other side of it too. When you look at the NBA, the NHL, and MLB, your rosters are a lot smaller. You know, so there's a better chance, obviously, if you have seven times the amount of players on
the
roster.
Just get to the
basketball.
Crux
can I finish, please?
Can I finish?
So, I know a lot of guys that all they did for a living in hockey was fighting, and as soon as the game was over, you could go and have a beer with them, and it was totally different. Derek Parker, who had 50 fights 1 year for us, was the biggest teddy bear off the ice I ever knew in my life. But I can't say that for every single guy. So
thanks, Tim.
Is hockey testosterone driven? Yeah, very much so. And you have a stick.
Go ahead,
that
Tim.
You can break things with if you want using
it. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I'm not saying that every NFL player, every hockey player is going to beat up a woman. I didn't say that, but I said that the woman.
You said most women should be terrified, and which I disagree with, Tim.
But guys, you basically never answered what the reason I called, and that's what I figured would happen. I'm talking about what the press did in the first place. Why did they not just play the entire recording?
That radio station, and I don't know which one it was, maybe 810.
610.
610. They said it was not, they felt it was not newsworthy.
Exactly. Newsworthy because it was a report.
Well, all it was a denial from Tyreek Hill. How newsworthy was that? He's already denied. Everybody's reported that he denies this. So to hear him on tape denying it, did that sway your opinion?
Well, he denied the 2014 incident, which was sort of new.
What I'm talking about was when he said the incident in college did not happen the way you said. And I basically, I'm sure he pled guilty to keep playing football because if he hadn't, what was going to happen to him?
Thanks for the call. Listen, this thing is all over the map. All over the map. And it's very difficult to know what's real, not real. I don't know if Tyreek Hill had anything to do with his child's broken arm. Given what I've read, given the preponderance of the evidence, given the fact that the child has been removed, given the fact of his past, you gotta have concerns, right? I mean, is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy. It's not crazy at all because, like you said, but the problem is that we read stuff, but what is right and what is not right? If somebody's writing, there's going to be pros and cons to both the sides of this, so it depends on who you're reading. And what do they know about it? Do they really know all these people that have written all these articles? Have they really sat down with both these people and talked to them? Probably not.
Well,
because if I was Tyreek Hill, I wouldn't be talking to anybody.
In this situation, Crystal Espinal, I believe is her name, declined to speak with the NFL in their investigation. The NFL had no documents from the courts or the police. So they had nothing to go on. He wasn't going to get suspended because they had no information.
We're not clearing up anything.
Nothing.
All we're doing is jibber-jabbering, which I'm going to let you guys make the call. Do we want more of this with Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star, or should I tell Blair,
does Blair maybe know some stuff that we don't? I mean, that's the whole idea is to try to find out information that's right. It's your call. It doesn't matter to me.
But you won't lose a wink of sleep over it, will you?
I will not.
Most Chiefs fans are up in arms at the Star, thinking they're complicit and that they should apologize and that they rush to judgment about Tyreek Hill. It's a mess, man. It's a mess. Trust me when I say that.
Well, the Star probably knows way, way more than they can report.
I don't know about that.
They probably know more than they can report.
I don't know about that.
Maybe.
I wouldn't say probably about anything.
Well, my guess would be that they do.
Here's Jim. Jim, hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
All right. So they get rid of Kareem Hunt, and the Cleveland Browns pick him up. Nobody vilified them for that.
Yeah, they did.
So
of course they have, Jim. You're not paying attention.
Yeah, but I mean he got suspended for 8 games, and so
right.
I don't see the. And Adrian Peterson, I mean he did, he did an awful thing.
You're talking to the ultimate vilifier of Adrian Peterson. And I know no sway, but go ahead.
The point is, like I say, if they can play, they're going to pay. You know.
I don't know what point that is, Jim. To be honest with you, I don't know what you're saying there.
You're saying, Jim, if I understand you correctly, that if these players are capable of being on NFL rosters, someone will have them, correct?
Exactly. They're gonna look the other way.
And how do you feel about that, Jim?
I don't agree with it, but I mean that's just the way it is because it's all about the dollars, you know. So.
All right. We appreciate your call.
All right.
Let's get Eric in before break. Eric?
Hey, I had a question. I don't know enough about the 810 radio station in Kansas City. Do you consider them credible?
Generally, yes.
Some of them, yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't ever listen to 810.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I know I got a little bit of the mental health where a guy called in and kind of, he didn't make a good point with it, but the A10 is reporting that she does have mental health issues where she does make up lies about her child and things that happened. And she has in the past. So I guess that's my question is, does that get taken into account with the mental health?
I don't know what mental health she has. I don't know what sources 810 is using to report that.
I doubt they know a diagnosis. If there
I don't
been.
Know.
Well, they did give a diagnosis in their report. I can't remember the name. It's on their website. It starts with an M. It's MU something. It's
I read it, but
lie
who,
about stuff that happens to your kids.
I read
Munchausen syndrome.
Right, but what who did they cite as being an expert on that?
I have no idea.
So good journalists would verify their sources on something like that.
Gotcha. I have no idea. I'm a huge Chief fan, and I think you should.
And even if she is
mentally
ill, does that mean we just believe that Tyreek's innocent?
No, definitely not. Okay. But I guess I got to put that into. I'm a huge Chief fan. I think they should have cut him. They should have let him go.
Let me say this: if the woman was a WNBA player, I'd feel the same way.
Very true.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Please don't misunderstand that I'm giving the woman a pass here. I feel the same way about her that I do Tyreek.
I would agree with that.
Frank is next. Frank.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
Well, I know what's going on up there and in Kansas City and everything, and I just wanted to make a point. My problem is with the whole situation, and by no means am I a Chiefs fan. Everybody that knows me there knows that in Wichita. But my point isn't with the whole Tyreek Hill situation. Mine's with the Roger Goodell situation. The thing is that there's no consistency in what he does. I mean, he gave Hunt 8 games. He gave Jimmy Smith 4 games for emotional abuse to a woman. He gave Ezekiel Elliott 6 games for something that never even went to court and never even got proven. He's got guys smoking marijuana. He doesn't know what to do, and he just doesn't have any consistency. If there was consistency, I'd have no problem. Now, I've listened to Jim Traber down here in Oklahoma, and everybody knows that he's an Oklahoma State guy. He played baseball there, and he happened to know people that were at the hospital when Tyreek Hill was at Oklahoma State when the whole situation happened, and he validated, basically said that the hospital workers validated everything that supposedly happened did happen. And the other thing is that Mike Gundy told him that it was the hardest decision ever to make to kick Tyreek Hill off his team because he was the most talented player that he ever had. Now, I don't know who said he said, it's he said, she said, but I just want consistency from Roger Goodell. That's all I want. I'll leave it there, guys.
Thanks, Frank. Let's get a break in. We will talk briefly to Blair Kirkhoff after the break. We'll get him on from the Kansas City Star. You're listening to The Drive. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda, back in a minute.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.